The fuel that drives one Spanish-language television station is a reality show about a repo man. Many Spanish-language networks may be known for their soap operas that are so big they often get higher ratings than their English-language cousins in places like Los Angeles. But Nate DeMeo introduces us to a station that's bucking the trend with a repossessor-turned-TV star.
When Lou Pizarro was a kid growing up in the Bronx, every Tuesday night was A-Team night.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit.
Young Lou loved the show, loved the car chases, loved the explosions. And when he got a little older, his love of A-Team style action led him to the Marine Corps, and later to a job repossessing cars.
That's where I got that idea from. I mean, I'm flipping cars. You watch the intro to the A-Team, they're flipping the Jeep. You know, I'm using helicopters. They're using helicopters. That's who I am.
For more than a decade, Pizarro was a successful repo man, parting people who were late on their bills with their stuff. It was dangerous, and it was fun. But he says as much as he enjoyed living like the characters on the A-Team, what he really wanted to do was make the A-Team, to make TV shows. He saw his chance a few years ago.
I got a call from Telemundo News Department. They asked me if I wanted to do the day in the life of a repossessor. And then when the news segment came out, everyone was saying, hey, you're the guy, the repo guy. And I'm like, whoa. So right after that is when I really, you know, put it to work.
He created a reality show called Operacion Repo. Each episode follows Pizarro and an A-Team-esque ragtag bunch of misfits, his fellow repossessors, including his sister and his 20-year-old daughter.
Hey! They're telling you
The show's partly in Spanish, partly in English, and partly in bleeps.
Calm down.
It airs on KWHY, one of the biggest Spanish-language stations in Los Angeles.
It was a totally out of the box.
Fatima Goncalves runs the station. She says she took a big chance by putting the show on her schedule.
Since we were born, we watch novelas.
Novelas, those soapiest of soap operas, dominate Spanish-language television. She says no TV programmer wants to risk alienating audiences by introducing a new format. But she runs an independent station without much of a production budget.
We cannot compete with the big players of novela world. You need to come up, okay, what else I can do?
What she's done is get into business with Lou Pizarro. Repo's ratings were so good that Goncalves put it on twice a day, 5 days a week. Now Pizarro has two other shows on her station, one about a tattoo parlor and another about people who rush to crime scenes to sell video footage to news channels. He's also got a bounty hunter show on the national network Azteca America and a repo movie on the way. And now, True TV, a reality network owned by the Turner Company, airs the English language Operation Repo.
Relax, you relax. Son of a
What is your problem, man?
It's a shame that they have to put people in the situation that they do.
Antonio Mejias Renta is the entertainment editor at the Spanish language daily, La Opinión. He's uncomfortable with a show that boils down to watching poor people get poorer. But he points out that the national networks cater to a broad international audience, with shows produced in Mexico and Colombia, and actors speaking perfect, accentless Spanish. At least Operacion Repo sounds like L.A.
In fact, they relish people who speak bilingually. They use a lot of slang, which is not something that you would find in network television, and I think that's part of the appeal.
Repo man Lou Pizarro says he's heard all the criticisms before, and he'll tell you there's a moral to the show. Don't buy what you can't afford.
The phrase, si no lo puedes pagar, no lo debes comprar. In English, it ain't no joke if you don't pay that note.
That's the show's tagline. It seems like it's plastered on just about every bus and bench in L.A., right below a picture of Lou Pizarro. He's probably the world's most famous repo guy. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo.
The company that calls itself the world's largest repo firm had to issue an apology. This week, the Los Angeles Times told the story of a husband and wife who were sleeping on their boat. They were at Key Largo, Florida, when they woke to find the boat being cast off from the pier. The husband ran on deck and discovered a crew of repo men towing the boat away. He got police to stop them and establish that the men had the wrong boat. 2 months later, the same repo company grabbed the same boat, and a Coast Guard cutter had to chase them down. The company now says it's really sorry. Incidentally, the owners had been trying to sell the boat, but they would very much prefer to be paid.